You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Wednesday, it's executive lounge time, and it's time to get to know another South African executive a little bit better. This week we're joined on the line by the Manufacturing and Supply Chain Director for Sub-Saharan Africa at Mondelez International, Annemarie Viljoen, to get a bit of an idea of what she gets up to on a day-to-day basis and what she gets up to when she's not supplying the world with all the chocolates that we know and love. Good evening, Annemarie. Thanks so much for taking the time. What does a Manufacturing and Supply Chain Director do at such a big organization?
Hi, Jimmy. Yes. Well, we look after the full production of the product, then supply it to the customer, and then also responsible for all the buying of all the materials and the ingredients in order to actually produce the product. So it covers mainly your manufacturing, it covers your planning, it covers your supply chain and logistics areas. It covers engineering, also looking after all the equipment that we require and for the production of the product. So in a nutshell, that's what we do.
Sounds like you're busy every single day, all day. Is there a particular area of the business that you enjoy the most?
Yes, the people. The people I enjoy the most. I think, and that's also the reason why I am in manufacturing or in supply chain. It is a very resource intensive function or area of the business, and you actually work with people that is on all levels in the company in that specific function, and I think for me that's what's really making me happy every day to get up and go to work, is that I can see how important the people are and what small things that we do as management and leadership, how that actually positively influences the people.
Annemarie, before you joined the team at Mondelez and the FMCG space, you kind of worked in various sectors, including the public sector, banking, automotive. Would you say you are happiest in this current sector, or was there a particular sector you worked in the past that you say that you'd think if you could go back, you might go back and visit there?
Jimmy, I think if I look at my career, I found joy in each industry. So you find the best things in that industry that actually makes you want to work in that industry. When you move on to the next industry, you find something else that is really unique to that industry. I think if I look at FMCG, yes, FMCG is definitely one of my favorites. But when I started my career, IT was one of my favorites. So it depends on what you do with your job and your industry and how you actually cope within that industry. So I can't say that I have one favorite one, but if I have to choose, I will definitely choose FMCG and the motor industry.
Very interesting indeed. Annemarie, let's move away from work. Let's look at some of the fun stuff. What do you enjoy doing when you are not at work and not helping businesses grow?
I think for me, my family is the most important. Spending time with them, and we actually spend quite a lot of time. We are privileged that my stepchildren and their families are all very close, living very close to me, really spending a lot of time with them and the grandchildren. Then I love reading. I read a lot, but also doing audio books. So, and I try every year, once a year, to go skiing in Europe. And then I also have two dogs, which is very important for me. They like my de-stresses. And I think without dogs in my life, it will be very difficult to cope.
Annemarie, let's be honest. Do you have a favorite grandchild?
I can say yes, but I can't tell you who it is.
That's okay. I just wanted to know. For years, I've always debated and wondered whether or not, as a grandparent, you end up having favorites in life, and it's good to know that you have a favorite grandchild. It's unfortunate for that grandchild that they won't know who it is, but I suppose it's always good that all of them think they're the favorite.
Yes.
It always makes them feel better. What's your favorite destination that you've traveled to?
Definitely Europe. We love Munich. Because I was in the motor industry, it was like my second home. So we go there quite often. But then all over Europe. We really traveled all over Europe. And I would say all the ski resorts in Europe is my favorite.
Anna-Marie, if you could share one piece of advice with your grandchildren, with your children, with anyone that you've worked with, what would the piece of advice be that stuck with you?
I think I, very early in my life, I came to the realization that, you know, it doesn't matter what you do, just as long as you're happy. So for me, everything that I did and all the decisions that I've made was around me and my family being happy. And I think that helped me in quite a lot of my decision makings, where it sometimes was difficult to make the decisions. For example, when they asked me to go overseas and work in projects overseas, my first question was, am I going to be happy? Is my children going to be happy? Is my family going to be happy? And if the answer was no, I would say no, then I won't go. And I think that is extremely important, because for me, you only live once, and you must be making your life as happy as possible for you, because you only have one life.
That's very true. You only have one life. Anna-Marie, what's your favorite meal?
My favorite meal, it is, I would say it's like a nice plate of prawns.
Okay. That's not something you'd find in Munich. I suppose you'd find it anywhere in the world. But it does come with its benefits. Would you have a preferred beverage, whether it's hot or cold? What's that one thing that you can't wait to pour a glass of at the end of the day, or a cup of?
Nice glass of white dry wine.
Why dry specifically?
I think the sweeter wines, well, number one, you pick up weight quite a lot when you drink that. And then it's also, you know, you can only have so much of that, and then it becomes too sweet. So the dry white wine is really, I can have like one or two glasses of that. And if it's ice cold with some ice in it, really enjoyable.
That's a very specific taste, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. Anna-Marie, you attended the Swiss Business School, amongst all of the other educational qualifications that you hold. How is the international kind of educational landscape different from what we have here in South Africa? And what do you think we could be doing to improve the quality of what we have here?
Okay, so just to put it in perspective, when I went to the business school, it was many years ago, and I'm sure there's lots of changes that has happened. But I can tell you, at that stage, the quality of the education was not much different between what we had in the Swiss business school as well as in South Africa. So to be honest with you, I cannot tell you how it is now. I'm talking from my experience. I had the experience very similar in a local university than the Swiss Business School.
Mm. Anna-Marie, you mentioned that you like reading. What are you currently reading?
Oh, I only read fiction. You know, no heavy stuff. I don't read heavy stuff. When I read, I relax. I don't want to learn, so I read fiction. And most of the fiction I read is like detective stories.
Okay.
No, so nothing deep in that. No biographies, no deep leadership books or anything. It's only fiction.
I suppose we all need to find a way to de-stress, especially when the workload or the work day can sometimes be so long. Anna-Marie, what's the one destination in the world, other than Munich, that you would go back to if you could travel again?
You know, I think... this is a difficult question.
It's because I took Munich off the table.
I think I would go back to the States. I've been in there, but only in certain areas. But I really would like to go back to the States and actually experience a lot more of the United States than what I had.
Well, Donald Trump has returned as president of the White House. I suppose now's as good a time as any to go visit the United States. Anna-Marie, as a Mondelez executive, this is the second most important question of which of your grandkids is your favorite, is which of the Mondelez products is your favorite?
Chappies.
Oh, okay. Simple, straightforward, to the point. Consistent product, by the way. It's been around for years.
Yes. I grew up with Chappies, and that's why it's still my favorite.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much, Anna-Marie, for the time and for the insights. It's been lovely getting to know you a little bit better. That's Anna-Marie Viljoen, who is the Manufacturing and Supply Chain Director for Sub-Saharan Africa at Mondelez International.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.